98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster, the Booth.
It's a fact, Jack. I'm back. You're back. We're back.
Every Friday in advance of the Diamondbacks game, we get the opportunity to talk with one of the Diamondbacks broadcasters, either with the team or with Fox Sports Arizona. Diamondbacks in South Florida today, getting ready to take on the Miami Marlins, 3.5 games out of the final wild card spot, and a little bit of a different look for the Diamondbacks with them calling up Yasmani Tomas and joining us right now, somebody who's going to provide a little insight on that, I'm sure, our good friend from Fox Sports Arizona, Todd Walsh, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Big Todd Walsh, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Big Dave Burns? And did you guys like switch locations? Are you guys running around the place? What are you doing?
We did. Right? You know, good? We did. Yeah, we had to go from the upstairs to the downstairs here at the Cardinal Stadium.
Oh, wow. You're nimble. You got to be nimble.
You do.
You got to be nimble.
Got to be ready to stick and move, man. You got to be ready to go. So, Yasmani Tomas is back with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you had a chance to talk, from what I understand, not only with him, but with Torrey Lovello about Tomas being back. What insight, kind of a general question, and then we'll get into more specifics in a moment. What insights were you able to glean into that?
You know, a couple of things. First of all, we talked to him through the Diamondbacks interpreter, Kelvin Kondo, but just to see him walk into the room, he came over on the first bus, and there was an energy in the room to see him again. Several guys obviously have played with him back in the day when he was back in the major leagues in 2017 and maybe even before that. But the story that he told about getting a 6:15 wake-up call from Mike Bell saying you're going to be making your way cross-country and joining the Diamondbacks in Miami, Florida was interesting. Obviously happy to be back. But the one thing I asked him about is you don't know what the future holds. And do you think it's going to be with this organization? You know the trade deadline. You're not oblivious to that. And he said, frankly, this, that's up to God. On the other side of it, Torrey Lovello was very candid about it, as he always is. He said, look, this is a guy that has worked hard and deserves it. There's a number of opportunities and other avenues they could have gone, but they chose Yasmani. He is here. The takeaway from the conversation with Torrey, and I hope both these comments make it to our show, our pregame show coming up in just a bit here from Florida on Fox Sports Arizona. But he said, hey, look, two things. He has become a better hitter, maybe a better two-strike hitter, and also, by all accounts, a better teammate. And I'm not saying he was a bad teammate necessarily in the room when he was here, but I think anyone who saw him play knows that there were issues in terms of effort, and it was blatantly obvious a few times, and that didn't bode well for him in the major leagues with this coaching staff or the coaching staff before. And I think that's probably what we're hoping to see. He did say, look, there's a great opportunity for a DH when the Diamondbacks get to Yankee Stadium. If he's still here, we'll see. But he's back. And it's just a kind of an interesting moment just to see him return into the room. He came here with such fanfare, then goes off to minor league purgatory, a very, very lucrative purgatory, but minor league purgatory. I never thought I'd see him in a Diamondbacks uniform, but he's in one today.
I was just going to say the same thing, Todd. I thought that purgatory would last till the end of the contract. Apparently, no teams have ever contacted the Diamondbacks in regards to trading for Yasmani Tomas, and all the time he's been here, his inability to play first base or a corner outfield position, being more of a home run guy, but not a guy that could take the ball the opposite way. I really am somewhat surprised that he is back with the Major League club. Now, it took some unusual circumstances, but he is back with the club. It is something I never thought I would see.
Yeah, and I will say this. There's another angle to this, maybe, but they're going to have to make another roster move when Taylor Clark comes back from paternity leave once the team gets to New York. That's one thing to think about, but I think Torrey Lovello has done two things now, or one thing, and the organization has done something else in the last 48 or hours or longer that I think has a message that can be sent right into the room. The first thing is what he did to Greg Holland in the ninth inning of that game against the Baltimore Orioles. Failure is no longer an option out there right now. As he said to Greg on the mound, I got to do my job and make tough decisions. And one of them is right now, I need the ball. And he had to stop the bleeding. I think that's a message to everybody. And who knows what the arrival of Yasmani Tomas means into the Diamondbacks clubhouse right now. A couple of guys that, or a few guys that might not be performing up to expectations with the bat in their hand. What's Christian Walker going to think right now? Other guys along the way. Here's a guy that has equity in the major leagues. I don't care what happened with the contract before. He's back in uniform and in one swing can change everybody's complexion and everybody's look at him. And who knows what happens after that. So it's kind of a fascinating time, I think. And I think we'll find out in a matter of days what was really going on. But right now, there's a lot of ways you can interpret this particular move.
In the booth with Todd Walsh from Fox Sports Arizona, he is our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He's live from South Florida. D-backs and the Marlins coming up at 4 o'clock today. You're going to hear it on ESPN 620 AM. Trade deadline, you kind of talked about it. Let's talk more specifically about it. And I'm curious to hear your opinion. Robbie Ray slated to be the starter on Sunday of this series. Do you think that will be the last time we see Robbie Ray in a Diamondbacks uniform?
Well, I think that? I personally think so, yes. The noise is getting louder and louder. I talked to Robbie about that earlier today about, you know, is the mound your island right now? And he's he's a pretty candid guy. He's an intelligent guy, but he said he hasn't really been paying too much attention to that. But you can certainly feel the tension in the room, especially amongst the pitchers. They're their own fraternity in and of themselves. But when you look at what's going on with the team that this team is about to go play in New York and the Yankees and some of their issues with their starters in the last week and maybe the need to bolster their bullpen and other strength that they need to maybe get a little stronger, it just feels like the noise is getting louder and louder, and it keeps feeling like it's being directed at Robbie Ray. I think that Greinke contract situation is a little too difficult. He's got a 15-team no-trade clause, and I'm sure you guys have gone over ad nauseum. It feels like Robbie Ray with another year of control might be the carrot on the end of the stick that gets the bite.
Todd, as always, we appreciate it, and thank you for joining us on short notice. We look forward to talking to you in the future. Enjoy South Florida.
Great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.